WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning. And phone lines are open for you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. We've had a number of topics we can discuss this morning. We were talking about the Star Store announcement that it will get new life as a place for artists under an agreement with an organization that's going to come in and basically take over those operations, including finding the funding. Also, we were talking about the New Bedford Carnival. It opens up on Thursday. It'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on Belleville Ave in the parking lot between Titleist and Precise. Same spot it was in last year, except unlike last year, this year they'll be enforcing their policy on minors, which means you can't just drop the kids off. You can't just tell your 17-year-old, yeah, you can go to the carnival with your friends. They have to be chaperoned by an adult. And there's even more rules and restrictions within that. Again, I don't know how much they enforce them. You know, a lot of this could be insurance related. Hey, we told them these are the rules. But those are the rules. And you'd be expected to follow them. So, and then also, we can talk about some other things. We were talking about the electric bills and the gas bills. We were talking about, really, I mean, anything you want to discuss on the table, but we were talking about the 18-year-old from Milford who was taken into custody by ICE. A judge has ordered that he be held in Massachusetts for 72 hours. His lawyer says his student visa that he got when he was 5 has expired, but that he is in the process of applying for asylum. ICE said that they were looking for his father, and he was driving his father's car. And when they pulled him over, they said, well, you're not the guy we're looking for, but yeah, you're also illegal, so we'll just take you. And I don't think, you know, a good reason to take an 18-year-old kid who is on his way to volleyball practice, who is expected to play in the high school graduation with the school band, we'll just take you. You aren't who we were looking for, but yeah. And ICE's reaction to it. And by the way, that Todd Lyons press conference, I mean, anybody trying to be a fake tough guy any more than I've ever seen in that guy? That press conference was just an audition for him to get that job full time because he's only acting ICE director. So that whole thing was just performative for him to look like a badass tough guy so that he can get the job full time. But basically what he boiled it down to was, well, if you pull somebody over, and not just him, but the U.S. attorney as well, they're basically saying if you just pull somebody over and they're not the person you're looking for, but they have a warrant, you still take them into custody. Yeah, well, a warrant for your arrest is different than a civil offense for entering the country illegally. Re-entry of the country is a criminal charge. Re-entering after you've been deported is a criminal charge. Overstaying your student visa is not. And when this kid has no other criminal record, and even the father's criminal record, I'd like to see a little bit more proof than just the ICE director telling us, hey, he has a penchant for traveling at high speeds through neighborhoods. through residential neighborhoods. Oh, okay. Does that mean arrests? Does that mean convictions? Because if those happened, wouldn't he have already been deported? Does that mean that he was pulled over and never showed up to court? That they might have given him a ticket as opposed to a, I mean, all depends. You know, I believe if you go over 90 miles an hour in Massachusetts, it's driving to endanger, and then it becomes criminal. I mean, it seems to me like there wasn't, out of all those arrests that they announced yesterday, the 1,461 arrests, you didn't really get any specifics. You didn't get names, charges, proof of criminal record. And as I said, when they conducted Operation Throwdown against the Latin Kings a couple of years ago, you got all of that. You got mugshots. You got the list of charges. You got the connections between them all. It was all well laid out. And it was well laid out because I think that was something that was worked on for over a year of them putting it all together. And then going out and executing it all in one day. This is a little bit more haphazard. This is a little bit more, well, we were looking for somebody else, but we'll take you, sure. I mean, it just, I don't understand why people are okay with that. Even if you want all the illegal immigrants taken out of the country, you should want it done in an orderly and, you know, unimpeachable, no pun intended, fashion. So it stands up to scrutiny. Right? Don't you want something to be done correctly so it stands up to scrutiny? And then you can say, well, this is absolutely the right thing. And there is no wiggle room for somebody to say, well, it was done incorrectly. And you just could have taken 6 months and prepared instead of just doing it haphazardly, which is why you get 1,461. And they're like, and a couple of hundred of these people might actually be criminals. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
You remember back when the whole Trump improper payments thing was going on, where they're actually like small misdemeanors, or they should have been handled in a civil court, but they were escalated to felony charges, mm-hmm. and people were actually like calling for his death and like actually shooting at him?
Well, okay.
The
mental gymnastics is what you just tried to do. You think people were shooting at him because he had felony convictions?
That was a part of it, was people getting ramped up by the media and by these politicians saying, you got to go out and get him, go out and get him. We got to put him down.
What the media did is the media reported on the fact that there were criminal proceedings against a former president.
And nowadays, everybody's, oh, the felon, the 34-time felon, blah, 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 blah.
As he is.
But now you're saying that these guys, those are just civil charges, so they really amount to nothing.
Yeah.
And it's unfair you're holding them. But Trump's charges were actually civil misdemeanors also.
No, they were escalated to felonies. And if they can escalate charges against an 18-year-old kid to felony charges, that's a different story.
Okay, then maybe that should be done, just to be fair, you know, equitable.
Well, what if it can't be done? What if there's no reason to do it? What if there's no basis to do it?
Kind of like going against Trump.
Oh my God. Can you lick his boots a little harder? Lick his boots a little harder. They're not quite polished well enough.
All right, you have a good day, Tim.
No, hold on, because I want to bring up one other thing. Yesterday, when you called in and mischaracterized what Shane Burgo said on Barry's show, because I heard that, I happened to hear that, and I want to make sure that it was just that you misunderstood what he said, and not that you were intentionally mischaracterizing what the city council president said.
Oh, okay.
Because you
defend that. Okay.
Because you no, I'm not going to defend it. I'm going to clarify it. Because okay. You called in and you asked him about the relationship between what happened in Colorado and the activities that he engaged in here in New Bedford. And what he said that he didn't know about was he didn't know what you were referencing when you were talking about the activities he engaged in here in New Bedford being similar to that. So he was not talking about that he didn't know about what was in Colorado. So I just wanted to clarify that.
All right. I mean, it's okay. So if somebody says something, says Free Palestine and throws Molotov cocktails, that's bad. But if somebody's yelling Free Palestine to the river, to the sea, death to Israel, but not throwing Molotov cocktails, okay.
Did Shane Burgo say those things?
Inventory? I believe he did.
He said death to Israel.
The only difference is they weren't throwing Molotov cocktails on.
No, you're trying to make false equivalencies between people who just want to see a humanitarian effort versus people who are, you know, looking to have death and destruction, and they're not the same.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you chew on that. I'll talk to you tomorrow, maybe.
Let's All right. See. Have a good day. Anyway, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We have, and again, we can talk more about those issues, but we have an article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app where Barry talked yesterday to former Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson, who is still, you know, actively involved in conversations regarding illegal immigration. And he had Tom on the show yesterday reacting to what they're calling Operation Patriot. And he said, you know, they're not done. And I would think that, you know, they're not done, that this is a status report. This is a, again, as I said, you know, also an audition for the acting director to try to get the job on a permanent basis. But this was more of a, here's what's happening and here's what we've done so far. And I think part of it too was designed to get public sentiment on their side, because they are running into issues where people are standing up to or questioning what it is that ICE is doing. And I don't think people are questioning what they're doing. I think they're questioning the way that they're doing it, and they're questioning how they're doing it with impunity. I think fundamentally everybody agrees on the idea of, you know, if there's a murderer or a rapist here, because they're hiding out from justice in their own country, or if they come to this country and they are a murderer or a rapist, you know, those are bad things. Although, you know, that has to be proven in a court of law one way or the other. I mean, I guess you can extradite them if they're facing those charges in the other country. So that's their court of law. So I think everybody universally agrees with that. And the idea of thinking that just because someone is pro-immigration and pro, even, we'll even say in favor of telling people you don't have to immigrate the right way because the right way is too hard, even if somebody is of that mindset, nobody is saying, hey, murderers and rapists, come hang out here. It's okay. The idea that somebody would think that is okay is, first of all, laughable, but secondly, dangerous, because it's just propaganda. The difference is people who are defending some of the folks who have been caught up in this are defending the fact that these people aren't murderers and rapists. These aren't the people that were supposedly the ones who were going to be targeted. They're just grabbing up everybody and sorting it out later. And that is, not only is it a you know, questionable constitutionally, just questionable from a decent human rights perspective. And you can say all you want, well, they don't deserve due process. And I heard Barry screaming, I was in my office and I could hear him yelling, due process the whole time. Yeah, you can mock it all you want, But you better believe that if you were arrested for something, you would expect that process to happen. And that is due to everybody who is in this country, whether they are legal citizens, whether naturalized, whether natural born, or just visiting. They're all covered under the Constitution. And if you don't like that, change the Constitution. Good luck with that, because it's not going to happen. There's not enough of the people who are for this to support that. Show me the red map all you want, but that's not population centers. That's not people. That's not numbers that would be needed to change the Constitution. The real way to fix it is to actually change the immigration policies, but that's not going to happen either, because people want to keep using it as a political football. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We will be back in just a few moments. All right, we should be going into the news here, but I'm going to take a phone call before that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weinberg.
How are you doing?
Good. I missed most of your show because I didn't go to bed till 3 a.m. I'm missing sleep.
Oh, no.
Watching too many documentaries, you know. But anyway, I'm late for my walk. I'm late for everything. But I've been listening for the last 15 minutes, I think it is. Now, you got to remember something, Mr. Weinberg. When our forefathers put together all this Bill of Rights, the amendments, the Constitution, that was at a totally different time than it is now. We need to make certain changes to all that writing now, because there's a lot going on today that wasn't going on back then, and I'm sure they couldn't foresee the whole entire future. They were looking forward, a lot of things that they put together for us, but it's time for changes. I know you don't like it. You're not going to want those changes, right?
Well, because but the problem is that the changes that you want to make, they still have to follow that same procedure, which requires two-thirds of the states to ratify them.
I know, but
you need a two-thirds vote in Congress, and then you need the states to ratify it, too. So it's a process.
I mean, we have had people coming here from the beginning of time. I know that. But this illegal problem is far out of control now, because it's not just good people who are waiting their turn to come. It's the bad ones mostly. I'm not saying they're all bad, but the bad ones that are coming are really bad, and we have to put a stop to it somehow and make it better. So we have to make some of those changes. You have to at least agree to some of them.
I think there should be changes to immigration for sure.
Yeah, we're letting them in willy-nilly here. We don't even know where they are. Most of them were there. Yeah, we sent a lot back. But come on, we can't continue to have a safe America.
Well, I do think you need to make the process easier as well for the people who do want to come here. You need to make the process easier.
What do you mean by easier? You have to
not take as long, not be so many hoops to jump through.
Well, we could work on it. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I mean, we have to vet them. These people that are Amari Healy, Liz Warren, they just want the illegals here for their vote. That's what they want. They don't care who they murder.
But they can't
Those
vote.
People in our government don't care.
But they can't vote.
Well, they're letting them in for some reason, Mr. Weisberg, and we all figured it out that they want those people to vote. Don't you hear the way they're fighting for them to have voting rights? And look at all the illegal votes and people that are voting. They don't even have their proper name or any information, and those votes are going through. They want us to mail in our votes. The day comes that I can't walk in on my two legs and make my vote, I may as well hang myself.
I don't think that day would ever come where you can't do that. I just think they're trying to expand the opportunities for people to be able to vote, because we don't get enough people that actually walk in and vote.
Are you for the mail-in vote?
I'm for whatever gets people to be able to vote, as long as you're keeping it safe and secure, and mail-in voting is safe and secure.
Yeah, but mailing them in, you don't even know if they're authentic voting. You don't know if they're real people. Already found people that were stealing.
That's why the election commissions and election departments verify them.
So you're still against our government sending back the illegals, catching them and just sending them back with no due process. I'm sick of that due process. They came.
I'm sorry that you're sick of it, but it's the law of the land.
What's the law of the land?
Due process.
Yeah, for American citizens, whenever
for
they
anybody that's in America, per the Constitution.
No, okay, this is what I'm talking about. We need to change certain things. Our forefathers were very smart, wonderful people, and I honor all of them. But that was a long time ago in a different kind of America.
But those were also decisions that were upheld in court decisions that happened in a time that was very much like this time, where the same thing was happening.
I believe the way I believe, because when Americans have fought for this country and to see what's going on now, it's not fair to them. They put their life on the line, and look what's going on here. How do you think those military people feel after everything they have gone through, and all of a sudden these people can come here and get cars and driver's licenses and jobs, and they don't belong here? If they can't take the time to do the proper paperwork and everything, they shouldn't come here. That's the way
and I'm sure most of them would want to do the proper paperwork. The problem is the proper paperwork is too different, it costs too much, and it takes too long.
That's too bad, Mr. Weinberg. If you want to come here bad enough and you want to be in America and have that good life and live like a decent human because you can't make it where you come from, you would take that time and do whatever.
There was a time when immigrants came here, and you know, all the people that call in and say, my grandparents came here the right way. Yeah, because when your grandparents came here, they asked them a couple of questions, told them to cough, had them stripped down and checked for body lice, and then moved them on to the next apartment. That's what you went through back then, as opposed to all the hoops you have to jump through now.
Back then, again, a different whole time. It's not like it is now. You have to make room for what I'm saying.
I don't have to make room for what you're saying because I don't agree with it. But here's the problem is, you know, fundamentally, we're both saying the same thing. This has to be done properly at the congressional level the constitutional level, and nobody's trying to do either one. And that's the real shame of it here, is that nobody's actually putting forth the effort to do either thing.
Trump is trying to make changes for this, but want to accept that.
No, he's not. He's not trying to do it the proper way. He's trying to just go round everybody up and kick them out.
Because we need to do it a certain way now. We're not in the same time. This is a different world.
It doesn't matter what time it is. The Constitution still rules.
In order to be safe and stop these murders and rapists, we have to do it this way.
There's not that many of those happening.
Because those people coming here, the bad ones that are coming here, they don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. They're coming in and breaking into people's homes and taking over and throwing people out of their own
houses. There's also American citizens doing the same thing.
We're going to have to build an awful lot of prisons to take care of all that if we just don't let them in. You let the good ones in, you do the best you can to find out about them.
All right, I'm going to hold you there
I hope your knee's getting better.
Thank you very much.
I spent an awful lot of time today again, too. So get better.
All right. Enjoy your walk.
Yes, you too. Thank you. All
right. And I got to hit the news right now, but we can take more calls. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back after the news.
A major data breach affecting millions of online users. New York City says rats are on the decline, and a new Instagram app set for later this year.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The latest data breach may be one of the biggest ever in the U.S.
A security researcher uncovered a massive breach that compromised more than 184 million passwords for platforms such as Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, and Snapchat. The researcher says the file containing all that sensitive information was itself not password protected. Users are advised to change their passwords. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Toxic heavy metals such as arsenic, cadmium, lead, and mercury are being found in popular rice brands across the U.S. A study by Healthy Babies Bright Futures tested 145 rice samples from various stores in 20 metropolitan cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Miami. Arsenic was found in all samples, and the study highlighted that brown rice showed the highest levels of heavy metals. Researchers note long-term exposure to arsenic could lead to serious health risks, including cancer and developmental harm. We all know about New Bedford's recent rat problem, but in New York, Mayor Eric Adams' administration pointing to data showing trash containerization is working with fewer rat sightings in the Big Apple. Since residential container requirements first went into effect 6 months ago, the number of reported rat sightings has dropped. The Department of Sanitation just finished installing trash bins across West Harlem, becoming the first neighborhood in North America to have all of its trash fully containerized, according to the mayor's office. Sanitation crews also have started using automated garbage side-loading trucks in West Harlem with plans to expand to other parts of the city. Things are starting to get better at Newark Airport. Kristen Marks has more on U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's visit to the airport yesterday.
Duffy stopped by to mark the reopening of a runway that had been shut down since mid-April for rehab work.
This is a 60-day project that actually is completed 13 days early.
The reopening is expected to lead to an increase in flights to at least 34 takeoffs and landings an hour after the number was lowered to 28 last month. Newark has seen weeks of disruptions that have been blamed on equipment issues and staffing shortages, as well as the construction. Duffy also said more improvements are coming.
In the telecom, and then you're going to see improvements with the staffing issues with regard to controllers.
An iPad Instagram app will be coming out sometime this year. The development is underway at Meta, the company that owns the social media platform. Originally, Instagram was an exclusive iOS-only app in 2010, but hasn't been on the iPad since it was bought by Facebook in 2012. The first trailer for Downton Abbey, the grand finale, is out now. The film is the third in the franchise and will be the conclusion to the story that started as a TV series in 2010. It will follow Lady Mary as she takes part in London's high society. The cast includes Michelle Dockery, Hugh Bonneville, Elizabeth McGovern, and Jim Carter. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, hits theaters on September 12th. Exercise could reduce the risk of colon cancer making a comeback. A new study found that people who had recovered from colon cancer that developed a personal exercise program were 90% cancer-free after 8 years. Patients without an exercise program were 83% cancer-free. The findings were published on Sunday in the New England Journal of Medicine. An investigation is underway after a tourist in China jumped into a section of the Terracotta Army. The 30-year-old man leaped over the guardrails and protective netting at a museum that houses the clay warrior statues. The tourist reportedly damaged two of the 8,000 statues that were created 2,000 years ago. Police say the man suffers from mental illness.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox couldn't quite come back. Angels were off to an early lead, ending up winning at Fenway Park last night, 7-6. Angels and Sox back at it again tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Tuesday morning. Another beautiful day here across the South Coast. Hopefully you get some time outside to enjoy it, even if it's just a little walk on your lunch break later. Now, we start off cool with temperatures in the low 50s, but with plenty of sunshine today, we're going to warm up quickly. High temperatures along the coastline in the low and mid 70s. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Baby, real close up.
And welcome back in. That was a weird period for No Doubt when they became kind of a dance band. But hey, yeah, it's great. They started off as a, they started as a ska band, right? Or a punk band. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And if you are looking for some extra money, if you are looking for a schedule that works around your kid's schedule, if you are looking for, maybe you're retired and you just want to earn a little bit of income, well, Tremblay Bus Company is looking for bus drivers, van drivers, and monitors. It's super easy to apply. Just go to Tremblay Bus Company's website at tbcbus.com, tbcbus.com, and you can find out all the information there. They're willing to train you for a CDL if you don't already have one. But really, just reach out and find out. Find out what it's all about. Because getting kids to school safely is important, but it also could be pretty lucrative for you as well. So go to tbcbus.com to find out more. TBC Bus for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, regarding the legal migrants, I think there's an aspect of this that people aren't taking into account, which I think is the biggest problem with it, and that's the kids that are basically not being talked about. We talk about the criminals. We talk about the adults. We talk about that. But at last check, I believe it was like last year, there are 365,000 kids, immigrant kids, illegal kids who came over the border who are missing, who basically came in under the guise that they were going to be taken care of by our government, and now they're being sex trafficked and trafficked throughout the country. And, you know, there's plenty of information out there. There was, she actually used to work for DHHS, and she became the whistleblower. Her name's Tara Rodas. Look into that. That is one of the biggest aspects, and I think that's something that people don't talk about. And the reason why, like, personally, I have such an issue with it is that these kids are being exploited, as well as a lot of these people, these immigrants. Of course, illegals came, of course, criminals came over as well. But, you know, let's talk about, like, we want to talk about helping these people. However, we do understand that most of these people that are coming over are being exploited as well. So it's kind of like that two sides of the coin type deal.
Well, and one of the things, too, about the kids that are being brought over, I mean, I'm seeing people who are just like, yeah, you know, get rid of the kids, too. Take the kids out of here. Well, those kids, most of the time, aren't here on their own volition, whether it be kids who are, you know, brought in through some of these folks who are bringing them in, or whether it be with their own family. You know, we can't demonize the kids that are involved in this, because for most of them, it wasn't their own choice.
Jim, I understand and I agree 100%, but here's why I'm going to say, no, get the kids out of here too. It's better off for them. Trust me when I tell you that. Like, they're better off in their country. And I understand that might sound crazy, because it's like, no, the poverty and the lack of resources and things like that. But trust and believe that these kids are better off in their own countries than they are here.
I'm not going to believe that, no.
Tim, let me give you an example. Go across, you could go across the nation, you could go across the state. Look at some of these kids who are graduating high school, right? And these kids are all under 18, well, most of them, some of them are 18. And look at how many children they have. And see what's going on. Like, these people, these children, especially the females, are being exploited. Like, you don't, Jim, or you really don't, just take a look at just graduate, like, you know, like some of those programs, for example, for like teen parents and things like that. And look at some of these kids, and then look at like the pictures and them with three kids.
Well, also that is a cultural difference.
It is a cultural difference, 100%. But look at the numbers in terms of, like, you know, the research of these kids who are being exploited. Tim, it's happening in this city, and we're being blind to it. There is a lot of girls in this community who came over illegally who are with 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old men and who are being exploited, who are basically being pimped out in this city. And it's happening quite a bit, and it's something that we need to start paying attention to. And like, you know, again, I understand, like, when I say they'd be better off in their countries, like, how that sounds crazy because of the terms of the, in terms of, like, the resources that we have in this country and so on and so forth. But you'd be surprised if you got out there and actually talked to some of these individuals and these kids
and what's going on. You know that exact same thing is what happens in their home country, which is part of the reason why they want to come here.
Yeah, in some cases, correct. But
here, I'd say there's more cases of it happening in their country than there is happening in our country.
No, I don't think so, Tim. These kids are being...
I'd like to see your documentation and research on that.
I mean...
Because that sounds anecdotal to me.
No, I mean, listen, Tara Rodas, look into her. Look into... actually, there was she was in front of Congress for a committee hearing while she worked for DHHS. She was actually the one who was being interviewed, and she's going back and forth, and they're grilling her about the numbers, and you could see that she's trying to hold back because she knows the numbers are bad, so on and so forth. And then see what happens, the same woman, 2 months later after she became a whistleblower, and see what she has to say. And then, that should give you all the information you need to know right there.
All right, got to hold you there. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, have a good day.
Got to take a break. We got to get in before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. That is The Cult, and there's no hidden meaning behind me playing that unless you want there to be one, unless you want that to be your new conspiracy theory. So maybe there is, but I just played it because I love the groove, and if I didn't have this bum knee now, I'd be dancing all around the studio. Well, by dancing, I mean shaking a little bit in my chair, but I don't want to pop these stitches out, but we are going to have to take one more break here. I was... taking the calls instead, so I got one more I got to get in before the end of the hour. So let me play that, and then we can come back and we can wrap things up. There'll still be some time to get you in at 508-996-0500, or maybe not. Better take it now. We'll be right back. Well, I'm not lying to you when I tell you you want to stay tuned for South Coast Now.